First floor, the freeze room. The main decoration on the villa facade is the long multicolored glazed terracotta frieze, which catches the visitor's eye if he or she looks up to the pediment. What we see outside today is a copy made by the Richard Ginotti Porcelain Factory, while the original, the work of Bertoldo Di Giovanni and collaborators, has been on display in this room since 1992. The frieze, probably one of the few works that were commissioned by Lorenzo de' Medici, is divided into five sections, each dealing with a different subject. They are allegories derived from classical mythology, with profound connections that we have been unable to decipher with any degree of certainty to date, especially their overall meaning. The cycle begins with the allegory of eternity, or the birth of souls, followed by the myth of the birth of Jupiter. It continues with dual-faced Janus, who announces the arrival of the new year, with the allegories of the four seasons and the 12 months. It ends with the fate of the soul after death, or Aurora preparing Apollo's chariot. The family tree displayed on the opposite side of the room focuses on the Florentine nobility. In this copy of a painting from the second half of the 17th century, a large oak tree represents the Medici lineage. On the branches, we see no less than 781 names, corresponding to approximately 18 generations that succeeded each other from the 12th to the 18th century. Next to this work, we can see the wooden model of the villa, reconstructing its original appearance. We can note, compared to the current appearance of the building, the elevation of the clock tower at the center of the facade and the radical modification of the two staircases. In the original project, they were perpendicular to the building to impart order and symmetry, but in 1807, they were replaced with a double semicircular ramp, which accentuates the sense of movement. Finally, a wool and silk tapestry depicts the swan hunt, and is part of a series of 36 hangings devoted to hunting and made especially for the Poggio a Caiano villa between 1566 and 1582. Originally, all the tapestries were supposed to depict bird hunting, given Lorenzo the Magnificent's passion for this pursuit, but the idea was abandoned in favor of a wider range of subjects, showing different types of hunting, at the request of Cosimo I. It was his son, Francesco I, who revived the original idea, commissioning four tapestries each focusing on different types of bird hunting, based on cartoons by Alessandro Allori. The swan hunt exhibited here, the wild goose hunt kept in the deposits of Palazzo Pitti, the wild duck hunt with pumpkins, of which two fragments remain in Siena, and the heron hunt, now lost.